So I'm just going to start. The purpose of this is to interview a person in a leadership position to assess what types of concerns they regularly encounter in the workplace. So I have CW3 Varshan. She's an operations officer with the U.S. Army. The first question I have, just to start off, it's confidential. I won't mention your name in my presentation unless you want to or want to waive your confidentiality. Now I'll just probably just use another name.
Okay.
First question is your management style or philosophy.
So I believe in both situational and servant leadership, where if you're in a more experienced role or you've had seniority within an organization, I basically give that person the opportunity to act and work as an adult until they prove not to. And instead of punishment, I look more at teaching or having a discussion to learn what people did right or wrong in order to make sure it doesn't happen again or correct it. And I guess with the more experience you have, the more I can give that person more rope to hang themselves with. Not intentional, but I would guide someone with lesser experience more so than I would someone like yourself, where I can count on that person to do their job with minimal interaction.
Okay, good. Thank you. The next question, we'll talk about common performance issues or workplace concerns that you regularly encounter or have encountered in your manager or leadership role here or other places.
I guess the most prevalent concern is, as a leader, is not having other senior leadership support, or I guess a contradiction between different leadership styles that doesn't support your own. So if people aren't willing to, I like advocating for the people that work underneath me, but if I don't have leadership to advocate for my needs and desires to provide resources for subordinates, then it just becomes a detriment and doesn't reflect on the organization very well.
Okay. What are some solutions look like in the past to impact some of your concerns, or if you use any of the solutions, do they solve the concerns or create new concerns?
I haven't had much success lately, but in the past, if I ever had an issue, I'd like to present the issue along with a solution, to where I'm aiming for something, a solution to benefit myself or my subordinates or the workplace that I am directly affiliated with, but also I try to present it in a way that it benefits whoever I'm going to with the problem as well. So it's more mutual, to them more willing to fix something that I may have a problem with if it helps them as well.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does. The last question is basically covering behavioral strategies. Have you ever used any pre-based strategies, if you see something coming, or you have concerns, or anything you try to put in place before to kind of help incorporate the less likelihood or reduce things from happening?
Well, there are situations, and I don't think it's much prevalent anymore, but coming into a new organization where your techniques may not have worked because you've developed and you've innovated with technology, but the people that are already existing in the workplace maybe haven't, and they're still stuck in their old ways or the way that things have always been done. And I adapt to old things, but I also promote more efficiency and new things to other people, even if they're not they're not accepting of it. I can still manage both the old and the new to accommodate the audience that exists in the organization, trying to incrementally change in a way to be more innovative and more efficient without pressuring somebody.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's all I have. Thank you.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, it was okay. Just three questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. I'll save this.